Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKFJ. Coach Kim Cameron from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team, another NCAA, just another one, bid. And in the offseason now, Coach, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
Not too bad.
Well, Coach, first of all, I guess talk about what's been happening with women's basketball since the season ended a couple weeks ago.
Well, there's a rule that the NCAA has where you have to take 2 weeks off after your last date of competition. So starting last week was our first chance to have a postseason and to work with our players. So at that point, we can't do anything with the entire team, but we have different groups of four people, which is your maximum that's allowed, and you work with them for your 2 hours a week, plus you have your 6 hours of strength and conditioning. So it was good to get that started. Like I said, that was just last week, and, you know, you take your 2 weeks off, and the first week you're, you know, things are kind of crazy, and you're mulling over what happened in your season, and by the second week, most of us, I think, were ready to get back in the gym and have a little bit of structure and kind of avenge and start working towards our goals for next year.
Tied for the fourth most wins in school history this year at 28, and obviously hosted the conference tournament, hosted the regional. You won a GLIAC championship. Have you had time to sit back and reflect on the season a little bit now that you've, you know, that it's ended and it's been over for a couple weeks?
Yeah, we have, definitely. And it's been it was an awesome run. It was an awesome season. I think to some people it was unexpected. I think as we got through certain parts of the season, we started to expect a little bit more from ourselves, and everybody kind of held each other to a certain standard. I thought our team chemistry and our leadership with our seniors was incredible, and I think that chemistry can go so far, and it's hard for people to understand, but it's an amazing thing when you have good player leaders and you have a team that buys in, and I think we really had that. And I'm obviously very proud of what our seniors were able to do, to be able to put a banner on the wall, you know, to have those different records. I think that says a lot about what they did, just because the group itself as a whole was pretty inexperienced. And so for them to be able to accomplish all those things, you know, the hosting of the conference tournament is just such a special time. And it's a time when you can experience everything with your fans and Michigan Tech. And then obviously the honor of being able to host the regional was exceptional, and the crowds and having that opportunity to cut down your own nets is something that none of us will ever forget.
Coach Kim Cameron from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team is with us. Coach, I wanted to ask you, off season now with your team, how is the intensity any different, or is the regimen any different from back when you played? Is it more intense now than even back when you played, which isn't that long ago?
I think, well, thank you for that. And I think it's always intense. I think, you know, I feel so much passion, you know, as a coach, and so does Coach Kazza, to lead us to more, to better, to challenge us to do and complete our goals, and all of that starts now. You know, for us, it's so much more at the forefront. I think, you know, maybe as a player, I don't know if I felt that urgency, but I feel like our players do now. I think they really, really do feel a sense of our goals are in front of us already, and we're working towards something every day. You know, I'm not sure if I fully understood that at that time, but I do think, you know, you always have all the coaches and all the staffs everywhere are working towards something in the postseason, and it's tough. It's tough no matter what.
Well, Coach, part of your postseason regimen will be obviously doing sports camps and hosting those, and I know that's a special time for you guys to get on the court, and obviously you have your players out there with you as well, but talk about the camps we have coming up.
We're very excited, and I think Coach Jennings talked about this too. We do have something very special with our players, and, you know, we talked about chemistry and having, you know, great kids, and you know, our players do a lot of the instruction. They're part of each of the groups that we split up, and they do a lot of the coaching, the individual coaching. I think that's a unique thing to have. I think it's also very special. I think these coaches and players can be great role models and mentors for any player that loves basketball. And we're spreading the word through our camps, giving them an opportunity to meet the players, to learn, and to get better at something, and to love basketball, you know, support the community and realize how cool it is to be in the SEC gym and, you know, again, maybe just get a mentor.
Specifically, talk about some of the camps you have and age groups that you're going to be working with this summer.
We have four different camps, and they go from ages from the second grade up through high school. Our first camp is a little Huskies camp, which goes from June 22nd to the 24th. That is a half-day camp. It's 3 hours in the morning for a Monday through a Wednesday. It's a ton of fun. It's a lot of organization. It's a lot of learning fundamentals. There's races. There's ball handling. It's listening. It's, you know, learning where to go when you blow the whistle. But that's a great camp, and our players really like the younger kids. The developmental group is one of our biggest camps. That's 6th through 8th grade, and that's a Monday through Wednesday. There's different options of either staying over in the dorms or commuting if you're close. Great prices this year. But again, like I said, that's one of our biggest camps with over 100 people or around 100 people. After that is our college prep camp, which has done a really good job in the past couple of years, and I think that we are doing a better job of instructing that as well with high school players who want a chance to get better, who want a chance to learn, who want to have a good high school season or really love the game and want to learn more about the game. And then finally, in conclusion, we have our team camp, which we're really looking forward to making a bigger success this year.
How about, I know everybody should go to MichiganTechRecreation.com to register. You know, what in the past, have you seen that, you know, the numbers for that continue to grow over the years? I know Jada has done a good job with, you know, trying to grow our camp program. What have you guys seen in terms of numbers for your camps?
Our individual camps have done very well, and I think, you know, that is a lot of the promotion. I think it's a lot of Michigan Tech being here. You know, I think being able to host a tournament as a team helps, and I think just being able to get our name out there is great for us. But Recreation has done an awesome job. We're continuing to look forward to having it grow.
How about you signed two student athletes for the next season? Are you looking for more for next season, or are you on to the following year recruiting?
We have three. We signed three in the early season, and we obviously really like all of them. Really think that we have a great mix of student and athlete, and we are close to done. But that being said, you know, if anything pops up or if anything is available, our eyes are always open.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Again, four different camps for the basketball team, for women's basketball. Little Huskies, grade 2 through 5. Development, the big one, over 100 kids usually, grade 6 to 8. College prep for high schoolers, of course, 9 to 12, and team varsity and JV from 9 to 12, too. Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck in the off season, and we can't wait till next season already, man.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, Kim Cameron from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our email address is dj@themix93.com. Let's get to a weather forecast. More drive time coming up right after these.